What was the first thing you did after you found out that you could get married? You could get a marriage license in Champaign County.
I was just in bed and we were kind of in a fog about it, but we just looked at each other and it was just really important for us to be number one. So we have two little dogs. We put them out to go to the bathroom and got some clothes on. And I think I combed my hair and we drove over there and
got drove over where?
Drove over to the Champaign County Clerk's office.
Now, we skipped class to do it. We're sorry to our professor if he's listening.
And you're in law school.
I know, and they take attendance and everything.
He understood. I said I had paperwork to verify where I was.
Well, you do have paperwork. So when you got there, you were the first ones there, which in itself is kind of historic,
yeah.
Just on being the first couple in Champaign County to get your marriage license. But you didn't wait for Champaign to do this. You actually went over to Cook County.
Right. Well, we heard Friday, and we had sort of, it was deja vu this morning. I think we maybe debated a half an hour on Friday, saw the news on Facebook again. I'm always on Facebook, I guess. But anyway, I saw that, and I said to Marissa, what do you think about this? And we said, okay. So we showered and got dressed and drove up to Cook County, and we were couple number 36, I believe.
Yes, we were. But I'll tell you, it's really nice to be able to now have our marriage in Champaign County instead of Cook County, because all of our friends are here. This is where we go to school. We've been living here for 3 years. It's nice not to have to drive 2.5 hours to a strange-ish place just to get a marriage license. And we feel really proud to be able to do it in our hometown right now.
Yeah. We hadn't gotten married in Cook County, so we'll just, I don't know what we'll do with that license, frame it or something. But we'll be turning this license in and exchanging it for a real marriage in April sometime.
In April. Will that license still be good by April?
Yeah, so we have 60 days to act on it. It'll be a little bit of a tight window, but we're anticipating somewhere in the middle of April to have the wedding officiated.
Within that 60-day window?
Right, right.
Okay. What is the wedding going to look like?
There's no way to plan an actual wedding, let alone a gay wedding in 60 days. We have so much we want to do. So we're going to have our big traditional cake dancing and walking down the aisle wedding in a year or two. We want to get married and get everything taken care of now to take advantage of those rights. But we still want to have the same wedding that every little girl dreams of when they're small. And, you know, so we're going to do that in the next couple of years when we actually have time to plan that out.
Is this the last stepping stone, or is there more that should happen as it relates to equality?
You know, everything is great for us as long as we're in Illinois or another state that would recognize our marriage license, but that's not the case for all couples. I think that at the very least, there needs to be, all states should recognize it. I think the ultimate thing is that all states would have marriage equality.
What do you think? I mean, what about just even changing the culture, the climate in this country?
That's a tough question. I mean, I don't know what should or shouldn't be taught in schools. I'm not an educator. I just think that the way that it's been going is the younger generations are coming up and older generations are growing older, that people seem to be a lot more accepting. And it's, I don't know how it happened or why or what made people more accepting of it, but it's almost part of the culture now. It's kind of trendy to be pro-gay rights. You know, it's funny. It's just the difference between how we grow up and, for example, Laura's little sister is 20 years old, and it was super cool at her high school to be gay, and that was not at all our experience.